From Digitiki.com.
Look what I found. Oh, it's some kind of native carving.
Why, it's one of those ancient tiki gods.
Darling, let's spend the rest of the night outside. I'm getting a touch of hot fever.
You're sure right. I'm going to take you out in the jungle where it's nice and quiet.
Welcome to the Quiet Village.
Welcome back for another visit here at the Quiet Village. I'm your host, Digitiki. As always, coming to you direct from Digitiki.com, broadcasting with our towers deep within the jungling heart of the Quiet Village, broadcasting to all points on the globe and all the ships at sea. Welcome back. I'm so happy to have you. I am so great. I'm grateful to be here. I am not so great. I am grateful to be here. I'm grateful to have you listening. I'm grateful for all the listeners who write in and tell me how much they like the show. They give me ideas, and they even send me the music they're working on. And I have a wonderful artist I want to tell you about named Joshua Cipolla, who has sent me his material. He is, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from his new release. You are going to love this. But first, I'm going to pull rank. I have an announcement for me. I have a brand new album dropping May 1st. So those of you who get this immediately, it's going to be coming in a week and a half. Those of you who listen to the show a little bit later, it's out. May 1st is the official drop date. My new album is called Dark Rituals. Yes, it's a little different. So those of you who liked Lahaina Sunset, the dreamy, mellow kind of Arthur Lyman stuff, this is not that. I went and amped it up quite a bit. This album is, oh boy, it features a lot more Latin, a lot more African, a lot more up-tempo stuff. In fact, the very first track called Uncharted, I wrote not long after I finished Lahaina Sunset. And the track just basically starts off boom. And because I wanted to let the listener know right off the bat, this is not the same album. So I'm a little bit nervous because I want people to like it. And I don't want people to think, oh, they're getting another dreamy record. But it is definitely deep exotica. So I'm just going to start off now. So right, you know, I'll give you some more details as we move along through the show, but I'm going to start off with the very first track from Dark Rituals, my new album. This is called Uncharted, and right here, you're hearing it first. Well, almost first. You're hearing it almost first on the Quiet Village. You're hearing this track first. I actually debuted one track. I hadn't even finished mixing it. I debuted it on a friend of mine's podcast, the Sunshine Tiki podcast. Definitely check that out. Very good friends of mine. I did that, oh gosh, almost a month ago, but now it's ready. Here is the first track on side one of Dark Rituals, my newest album, coming out May 1st, right here on the Quiet Village.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, there it was. Three tracks from my record, as I'm sure if you're familiar with Lahaina Sunset, now you know that is not Lahaina Sunset Part 2. So I hope you liked that. That first track was called Uncharted, and that is the first song on the album. So it, right off the bat, it just starts off telling you this is not the same record. The next song was really becoming one of my favorites off the record, because it's hard to pick a favorite from all your children. Goddess of the Moon. And I love the crickets and everything in there. So that is Goddess of the Moon. And the last track you heard was called Fire Dance. And this album, I love the cover art. My daughter actually helped with the cover art. It's cool. There's lots of new exotic instruments on here. I have a water harp, or what is it called? Yeah, I think it's called a water harp. Lots of interesting, cool instruments. And the LP on the back, I actually talk about some of the exotic instruments and explain what they are. So again, going to be out May 1st. You can go to digitiki.com. Actually, starting very soon, if not right now, just check out digitiki.com. Go to the gift shop. You can pre-order yours now. They will drop May 1st. I will be at Tiki Caliente performing this with a live band. I will also have a limited number of LPs. They're the, those of you who are familiar with LP duplication, it takes forever. But the duplicator was nice enough to send me the first 100. So I'm going to have 100 of these May 1st at Tiki Caliente. And then those of you who order online, they will drop probably about 5 to 6 days. They're coming in roughly while I'm at Tiki Caliente. So as soon as I come back from Palm Springs, I'm going to have them and I will be shipping them out. So probably about a week after May 1st, so May 5th, May 7th, they will be shipping out. But you can also go to Bandcamp and look me up, Mark Riddle, on Bandcamp, and you can order a digital copy of the album. And I love Bandcamp, and I encourage all of you, if you have a favorite independent artist, get them on Bandcamp, because the artist gets the majority of it there. And that is always a wonderful thing. So my album is called Dark Rituals, and it is coming soon. Those of you who are coming to Caliente, I'm so excited to see you there. You're going to get to see me perform this album live with some wonderful musicians. I'm also doing a seminar on exotica, like the whole evolution and birth of exotica and the timeline of exotica. And I'm going to be playing with Rory Snyder. We are doing a room party, which is going to be a blast. We are going to be playing beach tunes, basically Jimmy Buffett stuff. And I know some of you don't like Buffett, and that's okay. But I know a lot of you are closet Buffett fans. So we're going to be doing, we're going to be playing ukulele and keyboard and whatnot. And in one of the rooms on Thursday night, we're called the Blown Out Flip Flops. As if that weren't enough. And I have a whole lot of other stuff in the works. A couple of things I'm not ready to divulge yet because they are still in the planning phase, but they are going to be something special that you are going to dig. Not just music, other things as well. And you are going to really dig that. So digitiki.com. Check it out. You can get a copy right now. Well, you can pre-order, I believe. You can pre-order right now on digitiki.com in the gift shop. Okay, enough about me. Let's move on to an artist who contacted me just days ago before I started this recording this show, and his name is Joshua Cipolla. He has come out with a brand new album of original ultra lounge mid-century easy listening type music. He did it with a full orchestra. This is not sampled. This is not AI. He sent me an email, a brief email, but he kind of told me about himself that he has done some television and film composing. and he saved his money and eventually just went for it. He got an orchestra in Europe and recorded it in Europe with a full orchestra. So this is the real deal. And that is impressive today, because I know that that's expensive. Even if you go to Europe, where it's cheaper than the U.S., it's still expensive. So I am going to play two tracks from Joshua Cipolla, and I just want you to know that you can get a link on to his Bandcamp, where you can get this material on Bandcamp as well, and that will be on the Digitiki.com podcast page at the bottom of the list of all the tracks on this episode. So here is Joshua Cipolla with a track, I love the title, Some Far Off Place, right here on The Quiet Village.
Thank you.
Cipolla. The album is called Mid-Century Modern, aptly named, and those are just representative of the whole album. You are going to love it. It's real mid-century. It kind of reminds me of a little bit of Henry Mancini, real orchestra. So if you really want to support an artist that's out there doing it, definitely go to Bandcamp and buy that album. It's good. I can't recommend it enough. I have been listening to it a lot, more than mine. Well, because I wrote mine, so there you go. So here we are, episode 151. How about that? I get to drop my record on episode 151, which is appropriate, because who doesn't love a little float of 151 on their Mai Tais? Where's my Tais? Right here. There's my Mai Tai, and I am enjoying it. So I hope you're enjoying a cocktail as well. And I do hope you guys will be at Tiki Caliente. I hope to see you there. All right, let's move on to some classic exotica. I just have not played enough classic exotica. So let's just move on to one of the biggies, one of the guys who inspired me on vibraphones, Arthur Lyman, right here on The Quiet Village. Thank you. we just got back to some classic exotica. Right there was a tune called Japanese Sandman, and that was Axel Stordahl and his orchestra from a wonderful record called Jasmine and Jade from 1960. The cover is beautiful on that. If you find it, it's worth it. It's great, easy listening, kind of borderline exotica. I love that record. Before that, we heard House of Dawn from Dominic Frontier, or Frontier. Not sure how to pronounce that. I'm not very good with French. But from a very classic album called Pagan Festival, an exotic love ritual for orchestra. And who doesn't love an exotic love ritual for orchestra from 1959? And kicking off that set, Arthur Lyman from the album Aphrodisia from 1968. That was a track called O-O, just O and O. Now, that doesn't mean like, uh-oh, I did something wrong. It was O-O, which is a bird, a beautiful bird in Hawaii that is now extinct. Very sad, very sad. There, you can go online and you can hear the call of the bird. And it's even sadder because ornithologist or whatever, I'm sure the guy is a doctor who's studying the species, says that this is the last OO calling to a mate, sending out the call that will never be answered, and it's really sad, but it's a beautiful bird, and it's called an OO, just the two letters, O and O. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyway, let's get on to some more classic exotica while we're at it. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, did any of you guys kind of recognize, like, what? I've heard that before. What is that? That is actually, it's called Enterprising Young Man, and that is from the soundtrack to Star Trek. Is it Beyond Dark? Into Darkness. Into Darkness, yes. Sorry. Star Trek Into Darkness. I'm doing this off the top of my head here. Sorry about that. Michael Giacchino, who has done a ton of movie soundtracks. Not only is this guy doing practically every Disney property out there, he put out two albums called Exotic Themes for the Silver Screen, Volume 1 and Volume 2. They are on LP, and they are basically music from his movies done with an Exotica group. And I am just blown away. I think they are fantastic, and I loved that one. I was listening to that going, I wonder if anybody's going to catch this, what this one is. So we're going to move on now. Right before that, we heard Come Away With Me, a classic album, Alex Kayak. And in some cases, I think his name might be Keck. I have seen it spelled differently twice. So his name might be Alex Keck or it might be Alex Kayak. But the album is a classic LP, Four Surfers Only is the title, and it's more Latin exotica. He was actually a member of the Invitations, which is a vocal group in Hawaii, so he's been around Hawaii for quite a bit. That was a 1963 record, and I also want to give a big mahalo, big shout out to my friend Don Jordan, who I know is listening. He actually managed to find a reel-to-reel of this album, and it was a master or a master copy, which the quality was much higher than standard reel-to-reel, that, you know, consumer reel-to-reel, and he transferred it for me, and the sound quality is absolutely phenomenal. So let's move on. Here's another one that Don Jordan did. I want to, just the quality of these things are so good. This is another master that he managed to find online for sale. And I'm not sure, he can probably tell me if I'm wrong. I believe these are at 15 inches per second, which is double what it's double the tape speed of a standard consumer reel-to-reel, which is a 7.5 IPS. If you see, it's IPS. If you see IPS, that's inches per second. So professional runs at 15 inches per second. So the sound quality is much higher. The highs are much crisper. And he managed to find a few of these master copies. This is Hawaii Land of Enchantment from an artist back from 63 from the album called Hawaii Sunset, not to be confused with Arthur Lyman's Hawaiian Sunset. Here is Hawaii Land of Enchantment by Richard Kauhi and his Polynesians from the album 1963 record Hawaii Sunset. Beautiful reel-to-reel transfer. Here you go. Check this out.
Hawaii, land of sweet enchantment. Hawaii, where I found contentment. Beside your whispering sea. A palm-fringed lane where we would lose daily care. Sugar cane and flowers everywhere. In Hawaii, far from ice and snow. Hawaii, where the trade winds blow. If I live to be 100, I know I may never see a land to compare, a land quite so fair as Hawaii. Thank you. Hawaii, where I long to go. Hawaii, where the trade winds blow. If I live to be 100, I know I may never see a land to compare, a land quite so fair as Hawaii.
Thank you.
listening to Haleiwa, which is a track from a really good friend of mine, Tiki Joe's Ocean. Andy Nizal is the leader of that group, from the 2010 record Under the Midnight Sun. That's actually me playing on Vibes. And no, I did not play that because I'm on Vibes. I just played it because I was thinking about it. It's a great song. Love this song. Anyway, Tiki Joe's Ocean is going to be doing a rare live show at the 2026, this year's Tiki Oasis in San Diego. I believe it's in August, and I am going to be playing Vibes with the group as well. I'm going to get to see a lot of great musician friends of mine, which I haven't played with in a while. So it's a very rare thing. So come check it out at Tiki Oasis. So, okay, I've come to the end of my Mai Tai's empty, of course, been empty for a while. So we've come to the end of another episode. I want to remind you, you can get all the rundown on this and all past episodes, all the tracks played, including links to the artists. I want you to support the artists that are played on this show, some of which that are still recording, that is. And I want to remind you, you can also listen to The Quiet Village 24/7 with Quiet Village Radio. And that, and what's her name? The Amazon. I don't want to say it because she's listening. You can just tell her to play Quiet Village Radio and it will work. So I am going to leave you now, why not, with another track from my new record, Dark Rituals. This is one lovingly dedicated to my wife, Laura, and it's an original tune I wrote for her. It is called Laura in Shadow. So until next time, folks, aloha.